Oh yeah, it's been brilliant to be fair. It's not really, it's went 10 times better than I thought it would have been. Like I'm 8th in the championship and I've been on the podium already at Snetterden, which is, it was a track I hadn't actually rode that circuit until that weekend, so it was, when you don't expect these things to happen, they tend to come up and take you by surprise. But it's been really good and I've really enjoyed it, and yeah, I'm looking forward to ending these last four races as strong as possible.
Suppose you're the top rookie in your class currently. How could you ever believe in your wildest dreams that you would get that far so soon?
Like you always get like one, like you train and stuff, you like vision it and all that stuff, but you don't really actually, until it actually ha until you actually go and do it, then it doesn't really matter. You can tell people what you're going to do as much as you want, but until you do it, no one really cares or listens. So it's been amazing this year, to be honest. I've kind of, sometimes you like, when I look back through the first state races that we've done and like look at like the time sheets and stuff, like I would have taken that at the start of the year, no problem.
Modestly, I suppose, and you received back in May, you received a nominee for Young Racer of the Year. Before that, you won the Dunlop Masters in Mundello, so it hasn't been a bad season so far.
Yeah, it's probably been my best year so far for a few years. It's kind of, everything's just kind of, everything I've wanted to do I've done already. Like the Young Races of the Year, like to get that in May was quite early, so I had that out of my head and I could just focus on doing stuff to the end of the year, because that's something I've really wanted to be a part of it. It's a fantastic award, you know, and there only is seven nominees for the year, so it kind of shows how prestigious it is, and I'm quite proud to be nominated for it, especially so early. Because obviously everyone's still in it really early, so to be one of the first nominees was massive.
Your younger brother, of course, joins us as well, Rhys. You're in the Moto3 class, and this has been your rookie year as well. But it started off fantastically for you, because of course you took part in the British Talent Cup out in Spain so far this year. Back, I think it was in March, was it?
Yeah, we started the season in March with the British Talent Cup, which is a like a road to MotoGP program, but not for the season. Has gone a lot better than what I expected to, because obviously it's my first year in the class and I'm sort of lacking a lot of experience to the other guys, so I didn't really expect to be as close to the front as what I am. But all season, like, I come in and I'm sort of went straight sort of to near the front, and I've been progressing all year, and I'm sort of at the stage now half through the season that I could maybe fight for four podiums and race wins and stuff. So it's a brilliant position to be in that not many people in the first season in Moto3 have ever been.
Yeah, I suppose looking over that particular weekend, the British Talent Cup, there's a lot of very, very talented riders there. You finished fourth overall, so modestly, you tell us.
Yeah, at the last round, the British Talent Cup was the Grand Prix in Silverstone, and it was just a brilliant weekend and a bit of brilliant experience. And I was sort of top three all through free practice, and then qualified fifth, and then in the race, obviously with the wind changing and a few more technical things not going to plan, we finished the race in ninth. But to be sort of top three, top four, top five all weekend was a brilliant experience. Just sadly, the race didn't go quite as I hoped, but obviously when you're lacking so much experience on the guys, it's all right. I
suppose, Keelan, from Reese's point there, it's different aspects of racing that you have to address rather than just racing. There is tyres, there is wind, there is those factors. How difficult is it to try and juggle all that?
Yeah, that's sometimes the hardest part. It's not really, doesn't matter how fast you are, but if your bike's not good enough, then you're not really going to win. And that was like, because Rhys says it was everything all weekend, like it looked like you'd like be in the podium and fight for the win, and then just a small change before the race that he thought would just give him an extra wee bit actually worked against him when it actually went to the race. So, and that's the problem when you're in your first year, Rhys, it's kind of not a guess, but it's like you go that direction, and it turns out now I needed to go in the complete opposite direction, you know, to make it work better. But it was, he definitely learned a lot, and I think the main thing is he's definitely got the speed, so when it all clicks, it'll be fine.
From last year, lads, doing a bit of racing about Ireland, to this year doing a race and all over the UK, it's also been televised, Rhys, and that's something different for you. And suppose you're on BT Sport and also Eurosport, and how is it? How did you deal with that?
Oh well, to be fair, I'd been racing in British Championship for the past few seasons, but obviously now with moving up in bike size, and that I've moved up into like a more premier class. So obviously, all coming with that there comes, you know, more TV, more cameras, more people watching you. But obviously, you're able to take most of it in my stride, and I didn't really faze me too much.
even at the races, Keelan, there is from indications there was a couple of thousand, now there's nearly 70,000 to 80,000 watching you. I suppose that brings us pressures as well.
Yeah, look, it does, to be fair. I don't really let it get to my head too much. You know, I see some people with their sunglasses and everything, and but I don't really get too involved in that. I just kind of, if there was no one there, it would be the same. The aim would be to try and win, and so it doesn't matter how many people are there, I suppose. But no, it is good, to be fair, when you just kind of, every now and then, you just kind of appreciate like how many people are there. And it's pretty amazing to think that someone like comes to go and watch something that you're doing. You know, it's, you can't really explain the feeling of it, I suppose. It's definitely weird.
And Rhys, sometimes suppose you have to pinch yourself. You're going out onto the track. You're looking at some of your idols that you were looking at last year on the television. You're racing against them this time this year. Did you ever think that was going to be something going to happen in your wildest dreams?
Yeah, like it's a massive, obviously. Like when I would have been maybe 11 or 12, I was watching guys at like going into Red Bull Rookies, which is like a MotoGP thing. And now this year in the British Talent Cup, I'm racing one of them. So it's mad now to think that I've came so far in a few years.
And suppose the same question to yourself, Keelan, looking where you came from, and suppose getting your racing form in the form that it is and against the best that is about so far in your class.
Yeah, it's, I suppose like when we just started like riding bikes and stuff, it was just like for fun, like, and it was never going to be something we're ever going to do. And now like Rhys just raced at the Grand Prix at Silverstone last weekend, like, and that's a long way from Kilmacrenan to a Grand Prix paddock. So, and it's been amazing. Like, and even as Rhys said, like Rory Skinner, I raced him when I was coming up, and now Rhys is racing him. You know, so it kind of shows the progression that he's made alone. You know, to think that Rhys is racing against someone that I raced against, what, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. So it's kind of, yeah, it's unbelievable.
So putting it in context, suppose some racers can go into the, if it was the Premiership, the Premier League, and they can come back down into Division 1, if that be the case. So you sometimes do come across some of the best riders that have just maybe dropped down a level?
Yeah, obviously that's some things you have to sort of deal with. Like you get sometimes in a class maybe journeymen as such that just stay in it until they get to the front of it, and then you have other guys that would, maybe something didn't go right for them, and then they drop back into class, and while you're trying to come up, they're trying to not go down. Mm-hmm. So you have to try and beat everyone that's around you and just have to get on with it.
It seems to be a very close-knit family affair, this, no doubt, Keelan. Every weekend there's an adventure coming up. You're all ready to go and looking forward to it. Of course, your mum and your dad's involved with you as well, which is very important.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Mum and dad doesn't miss it, so they don't have to come every weekend with us. And even like with me and Rhys, even though it's hard because most of the weekends we race together, like, and when I'm not racing, I still go to give him a hand and stuff, because, like, obviously, because, like, I ride, like, I can see stuff that other people are doing, and he'll always, like, come out, he'll always go out around the track and watch my session and, like, tell me, oh, you know, like, this boy's doing this, or, like, he's doing stuff a bit different, and then, like, you learn off it that way, because sometimes it's good to have someone, like, on the outside, you know, that, not that they don't care as such, but, like, if I win, Rhys still has to go and do what he has to do. So, like, I know that Rhys would just tell me as it is, you know, mm-hmm. if someone's doing something better or something. So, no, it works. It works brilliant. So, it is. It's,
and is that unique, Rhys? Is there many riders have their brother as part of their team?
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that sort of use the same sort of tactics as us, but we sort of find it works well because no one's going to be more honest than your own brother. And especially when he's going through the exact same thing as you. So, it's easy to sort of help each other out.
Suppose halfway through the season, Keelan, as we said at the start of the interview, you're sitting at 8th. Where do you want this year to go for yourself?
Well, main goal this year was just like to get inside the top 10 in a race. And like my first race, finished 10th. So I was like, after that, I was like, it will just kind of ride like with no pressure as such, which sounds a bit weird. But so I've been on the podium and everything, so I'd love to get back in the podium. But the main thing, I've got 3 races left, and I just want to learn as much as I can for next year. Because I'd love to try and maybe, you know, challenge for a British Championship next year. That would be my main goal. And it's kind of, sometimes you have to, like, look at the big picture. If I can just learn as much as I can the last 3 races. And it's Silverstone's track I've never raced up before. I've been to Alton and I've been to Brands. So, and then just finish the year on a high and have a nice winter.
I suppose, Keelan, thanks. You're going to have a shorter season than Rhys. Rhys, you're actually could possibly go right in, close up until the end of October, start of November, I think, is it?
Yeah, 19th of November, I'm racing at the MotoGP Grand Prix in Spain, the last one of the year, so I'll be racing alongside Rossi and the boys, so have to see how I get on.
And suppose the same to yourself. You're sitting currently in ninth in the championship. What's success for you this year?
Well, see, to be fair, I've had a bit of bad luck. I had like engine failures and crashes and stuff, which haven't really, my championship doesn't really show how fast I've been all year. But obviously at the start of the year, I was going same as Keelan. I finished top 10, it'll be brilliant. And then first round, I was unlucky to finish eighth. So I'm sort of been really like a real close to the top guys all year. Just more experience is sort of, and a bit of luck as well, sort of cost me a few good results. But now at the end of the year, sort of be hoping to maybe try and get a few podiums and hopefully maybe a British championship win. But that obviously being an ideal world.